The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good. It's refreshing. And the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. The one thing I like about America is the songs that they got to hear. You turn on the radio, you hear the jazz, the blues, the swing, the boogie-boogie, and the b-raps, and the r-raps. And they even write the songs for people who sell all the clothes. It's called ragtime. Americans, they write songs about everything, even about their beautiful cities and states. They got a St. Louis the blues, the sidewalks of New York, a Missouri Waltz, Chattanooga Sunshine, or Shoeshine. And then, I'm heard that they got a song about a people who's a play cards in a Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's called a Pennsylvania poker. But right now, Mamma Mia, all America is singing a wonderful song. That's the most friendly song I've ever heard. It's called Come On in My House. Mamma Mia, people they're inviting each other to come over to their house. Yeah. Because it reminded me of our little town in the Castellamare, huh? So we was always a have a door open. Anybody could have come in and like the song is to say, they could eat the figs and the dates and the grapes. There was a food for everybody. Even when Uncle Pietro's a goat is to come in. We had a tin of cans for him to eat. But all that song is making me feel so good. And tonight, when I go tonight to school, and when I'm walking, I'm going to be singing that. Oh, come on in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on in...
Oh, hey, Astra.
Hiya, Luigi.
Hey, nice to be here, Astra. How's your fruit business?
Yeah.
What's the signor, good or bad?
Business is good. I'm making money, but I don't get a kick out of it anymore.
Why, Astra? Why are you not getting a kick?
Well, in the old days, people not only bought the fruit, but they come in and talk to me. We'd have beautiful arguments and fights. A man's business was more than a business. It was a place where he could meet his friends.
Is it no more like that, Esther?
Yeah. Now everybody's too busy and worried to be friends. They call up. They order on a telephone. Or when they do come in, they say, hey, Oscar, give me a half a dozen oranges, some plums, wrap it up, I'm in a hurry. I say, why don't we talk a little? They say, just give me the stuff, I'm in a hurry.
Let's see, what do you mean, Esther?
My best customer, Joe Thompson. You remember what friends we were?
Yeah.
He wasn't just a customer. He used to come in here and buy. We'd start to talk, and in no time at all, we'd get into an argument. What fights we used to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Once somebody to come into my store tells me I should run quicker to you. Somebody's trying to kill you.
That's what I mean. It was just Joe Thompson and me discussing world events. But no more, no friendship. That's the trouble, Luigi. It's becoming a dollars and cents world. Luigi, if I had a buyer for a fruit store, I'd take a loss and get out.
Oh, no, no, I said, don't talk like that.
Why not? Once this neighborhood held me like a mother. But now there's no love lost between us.
Mama, things in such a better shape with you. With my antique shop, I ain't got that trouble. Nobody comes in.
Ask anybody, Luigi. Ask your friend Schultz. He's got a delicatessen. He'll tell you. What's the use to talk? The neighborhood's gone to pot. It's like I always say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luigi,
Wait, Clarence.
All right, Clarence. Attention, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, why do I have to call your name twice?
That's inflation.
Thank you, fellow Poopers. I'm so happy when you smile.
Mr. Schultz, Mr. Schultz.
That's enough for Spalding. You are trying to stop inflation. Smile, be happy. Remember, life is a headache, and a smile is the aspirin.
All right, that'll be enough for today. Now, class, today's lesson was on civics. Who will review for us the traits of a good citizen? Mr. Harwin?
With pleasure. A good citizen votes on election day.
Yes.
He takes an interest in his government and in current events.
That's very good. Mr. Schultz, you go on.
he votes on election day.
Mr. Harwin's already said that.
Miss Spalding, just because Horowitz voted don't mean that I can't vote.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco, continue. The traits of a good citizen.
Well, he should buy his fruits and vegetables from Astra.
What? Clark, how can you make up all those silly answers?
That's sheer genius.
That's enough, Mr. Schultz. And as for you, Mr. Basco, your answer was the worst of all. Who is this Mr. Ostro?
Well, Miss Spalding, he's got a fruit store under my block.
Well, what has a fruit store got to do with good citizenship?
Oh, well, it's obvious. If you don't vote on election day, we're going to get lemons in Congress. Smile, everybody. That's a terrible joke, but I say it's so cute.
Schultz, please, I don't think it's something to make jokes about. Is it something important? It's about the good citizenship, and to Astra, it mean everything.
Well, Mr. Basco, just what is the connection between Mr. Astro's fruit store and good citizenship?
Well, Miss Spalding, I'm glad to tell you. It's one thing to know all that's said in the books, but it's another thing to be a good citizen. To me, good citizen is a man who is a good person. Good people try to do good for other people. It's not just enough to be customers. It's a question to be good neighbors. Otherwise, the storekeepers don't care if a neighborhood falls to pieces. And what's going to happen to the neighborhoods and to the cities and throughout the whole country? We're only thinking about the money, not the people. And that's what I mean by good citizenship.
Himmel, put a beard on him, and I would swear that Abraham Lincoln.
Mr. Basco, I'm sorry I criticized you before.
Yeah, I'm sorry I made fun of you, too.
And I'm sorry I told you not to worry about other people.
Well, I didn't say anything, so I got nothing to be sorry about.
Ooh, but a sore loser!
Smile anyway. Even though what you say is true, Luigi, in my store, don't I see it? People, they come in for a few items. I start to talk about the weather. They say, rub up a salami.
You know, I never got to think about it. But years ago, when I first started on my milk route, people, they would invite me in for a visit. Now everything is so cold. They leave a note in a bottle and that's all. Sure, that's not like it used to be.
Well, perhaps it's too late to change things. The world moves forward.
No, Miss Spalding, a world that moves around. Sometimes it's not the forward, it's the backward. I'm going to go around and talk to everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and you'll get finished in January 1960, just in time to hand in the new census.
Schultz is right, Luigi. The neighborhood is too big.
Well, then we make a bigger party and bring the whole neighborhood to us.
A party? No, that's good, but where will you find a place big, you know?
Right on the street, Olson. Is it going to be a block party?
A block party? A wonderful idea, Luigi.
But you think this will bring the neighborhood together?
Well, it's worth a try, Mr. Harwood. Mr. Basco, if it works, you'll get an A for this month in civics.
Oh, thank you, Miss Spalding. I've been all invited to the block party right outside of my store. All the neighborhood is invited, and we're going to dance and sing and...
Sounds good to me.
Fun.
Oh, that sounds like it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That Luigi. You skip one day buying fruit from Astro, and from this he creates an international situation.
Pasquale! Pasquale!
Luigi, my friend! Hello, Luigi, hello, hello.
Pasquale, guess what's happening? Astro fruit manager feel bad because the customers are no longer talk to Schultz is a rapping a salami. I'm going to get in a silly because everybody's coming to my black party this Saturday night to build up the neighborhood.
Luigi, how come when you put together some American words that they come out in a foreign language?
Pasquale, listen.
Now, just a minute. Calm down. Relax.
I like that.
Now, you listen to me, my little banana nose. First of all, here's a present. 2 tickets to the annual restaurant owner's ball. That's the big affair of the year, Luigi, and I'm giving them to you.
To me?
That's the right to take it. They're yours, all paid up, free of charge, for nothing gratis.
How come you're so kind to me?
Because I love you, little cabbage bird. What? Dance tickets belong to you.
Can I tell if that anybody I'm a want to?
Sure. As long as it's my daughter, Rosa.
Pasquale, suddenly I don't feel like a dancer.
Why, you danced with a Rosa before? Tell the truth, the little pumpkin seed eyes. Didn't it feel so bad dancing with a Rosa, did it?
All night I'm felt like a sardine picking a fight with a web. That was the night the roses are falling on me and I'm broke 2 ribs.
That was your fall. I told you 1,000 times, with a Rosa, you don't try to lead.
I know. You're just a swimmer with a tiger.
Look, Mr. Smart Alex, all of my friends expect to see you there with a my Rosa, and that's orders.
All right, Pasquale, I'm going to argue with you. I'm going to think about it. But meanwhile, maybe you're going to help me out with a few.
You ain't got so much time to think about it. This ball is a Saturday night.
Saturday? Well, let's go out to the blocker party. That's the most important thing to me. To help everybody get friendly with each other.
Luigi, how many times I got to teach you to mind your own business, stay in your own little backyard, and keep your nose in your own tablecloth?
No, you're wrong, Pasquale, because even Miss Spalding is agree with me. If the neighborhoods ain't the happy, cities ain't the happy, and that's the goes for the whole country.
How come you suddenly become a happiness boy? If you really want to go around and spreading the happiness, to start with a roast.
But, Granny, she's a doing a halona spreading it.
Ooh, what a ungrady you are. I'll give you 2 tickets to look at how you act.
Yeah, but you tell me I could take anybody I want to.
All right, so I gave you the tickets with a little catch.
Pasquale, that's no catch. That's a trap.
Come on, Luigi. Forget this a block party. Take a Rosa to the dance. You can have a swell time.
No, nothing to do. I'm not the one to the dance.
Is it that definite?
If you don't believe me, here's your tickets back and a goodbye.
Ooh, little pop squeak. He's a fixer, me, he thinks. Well, I'm going to fix to hit the block party, but a good. No Rosa, no block party. Hello? Hello, police department? Say, if a crowd is going to gather in the street, don't they have to have a permit? That's like I thought. Well, you come around at 21 North Halstead Street Saturday night to buy an antique shop. You're going to see the biggest crowd you ever saw, and they ain't got no permit. That's all right. My name? Look, what difference does it make? J. Edgar Hoover just calls me X-38. No, that's no joke. You want to stop the trouble, you better be here. These are the same people that started that tea party in Boston.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is an ideal taste treat to enjoy between meals. During the morning or afternoon, when you get a little hankering for something tasty, slip a stick of Wrigley Spearmint into your mouth. chew on it and get the full enjoyment of the pleasant chewing and the refreshing, delicious, real spearmint flavor. You'll find that it satisfies you without spoiling your appetite for lunch or supper. So do as millions do. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum between your meals. It isn't rich, it isn't heavy, but it sure tastes good. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basto's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, tomorrow's the big night for the block party. And now I'm really see what's to happen to the neighborhood. Lots of people, they don't care about it. But anyway, all week I'm running around from door to door, pushing the doorbell. I'm feel like Italian Apollo Revere.
Luigi, my fellow boomer.
Oh, hello, sister. Well, how you made out with the food collection?
Luigi, it's the food I collected. You couldn't feed a pigeon with ulcers.
Don't care, or they don't want to contribute.
Why should I give food?
Well, Jeff Hampton is all a customer who just stopped buying it from him. Mamma mia, did you look better for the block party, huh?
Luigi, don't you worry. I stand behind you with the food for my delicatessen. The salami will flow like lumber in a log jam. You can tell everybody, Schultz guarantees each and every person who attends the block party a heartburn he'll remember for me. My Luigi.
Oh, thank you, sister. You really friend.
Luigi, what else is life for? A few friends, some good food, a copy of Esquire when your wife is on vacation. Smile, I'm only fooling.
Well, well, well. Look who we got here. The old furniture dealer and the antique salami salesman.
Excuse me, Luigi. I am going out where the air is fresher.
When you walk out, Schultz, the air's going to be fresher in the hair.
Come on. Why couldn't you fall into a plate of your spaghetti sometimes and join the other meatballs?
I better get out while I'm ahead, Luigi. I'm here at the block party and smile.
Happy huh? Be like me. Always laughing, always happy.
You! My rheumatism is killing me.
From now on, I'm going to love a rheumatism.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Who's arguing with you? I was a tension, Luigi. After all, I should certainly be at this block party. I got my restaurant here 26 years, and if anybody is the head of this block, it's me.
Yeah, you're so right, Mr. Pasquale. You're the real block ahead.
That's a funny thing, Luigi. When I say it, it's to come out of different. Anyway, Luigi, I'm going to be very happy to be there.
That's nice of you, sir. And I'm hoping you're going to enjoy yourself when you see what's to happen.
Luigi, when are you going to see what's to happen? Then I know I'm going to enjoy myself.
Goodbye. When I hear you go like that, I know there's nothing to laugh about. Well, how do you having a nice time?
Oh, I'm enjoying myself, Luigi. Okay. Who put up those detour signs on both ends of the street?
Well, it's just dependent on the way something is wrong.
Rightly. He spelled detour with three O's.
Well, as long as the cars are kind of there,
that's good. Luigi, you got a good crowd, all right, but where is the music? The crowd is getting a little sticky, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, Archana. I'm asking Tony to bring his accordion and some other musician friends, but they don't show up yet.
Yeah, well, I hope they do soon. Maybe that will get the yonk yonk thing.
Oh, hello, everybody.
You M.O.B., what a bunch of vultures eating up the food.
I said, you think they're enjoying themselves?
I don't know, Luigi. They just finished a basket of peaches, and now I think they are waiting to throw stones at each other.
Timmons, how this neighborhood has fallen apart. You would think the middle of the street is the 38th parallel.
I'm still a terrible hack.
Smile, don't worry. The party will warm up.
You think it is?
Sure. Astro is going to light a fire under Thompson.
excuse me, I think I can still salvage the salami on my bed.
Well, let's not stand around. Let's mingle, huh? Have you tried to make everybody friends?
Yeah, well, I wish you the music was going to come already.
Hey, Louis.
Oh, hello, Petrelli. You enjoying yourself?
What do you think, sir?
Oh, well, by the way, I got a surprise for you.
A certain party who was supposed to go to a certain dance didn't go. I got her up for my sleeve.
I swear if I'm another set in a party, there's enough sleeve big enough for the holder.
All right, a wise guy. I'm going to call her out anyway. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Rosa!
Yes, my little chicken dee. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Esther.
Hey, Luigi. Look, don't be a dope. The people don't care. They never get together. You waste your time. Why don't you take the rope to the dance before you get into some real trouble?
Well, what?
Luigi, Tony is here with the accordion, and he brought a few friends with him.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Hi, Tony. Tony. Tony, come on. Come on over here, Tony. Come on, bring your friends here. Come on, make a little room, everybody, for the music. That's a good item. Oh, good, good. I see you brought the right to music. Friends, I know you've been a little cold tonight, huh?
Come on, let's back off and go home.
No. Everything is going to just to stop and it's going to be all right, sir. Now, music is here, and I'm like to start off with the evening for some dancing and singing with a new song, All Americans Are Falling in Love With You. Friends are listening. And when you feel like a journey in the two, because that's the idea. All right, so Tony, push up and squeeze about. Come on in my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on in my house, I'm gonna give you apple and a plum and an apricot of two eggs. Come on in my house, come on. Come on in my house, come on. Come on in my house, I'm gonna give you fish and a dice and a grits and a ketchup.
And he buys them from Astro.
My house, come on, I'm gonna give you wine and a bed and a fish chipper. Come on, my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Oh,
Luigi,
that was fun.
Oh, you like it, everybody?
I love it.
All right, I want somebody else to try.
Get out of the way!
You're gonna have to know the words to just to get in the feeling. Come on, Astro, you try.
All right. Stand aside, Frankie boy. Come on to my store, I'm going to give you tomatoes, a potato, a parsnip, a cowslip, a blue, a parsnip.
Timmer, did he get for Timmer?
Come on, Holloway.
Only with Luigi.
All right, the Holloway. Come on in my house, come on. Come on in my house, come on. Come on to my house, my wife will bake you a pie.
And you're going to say,
Come on,
come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you veal scallopini and a chicken cacciatore and Luigi. I'm going to give you Rosa, too.
What, the man? All right, the part of the neighborhood. All right, I'm a giver my life for my country. Everybody dancing. Come on, Rossi, you know me to dance.
Everyone is practically
here. For me, it's like a regular business convention. I just got back 7 of my old customers.
And the returns ain't in yet for me.
I'm so happy.
Hey, Luigi.
Hey, Oscar.
Wonderful. I seen people together. They've been doing all the jet down still.
Good, Luigi. Good. He said he was sorry, then I told him I was sorry.
You wasn't sorry?
Yeah, I didn't tell you, but every once in a while, I was sitting with some bad tomatoes in the bottom of the bag.
Well, as long as everything is turned out to find out to good. Come on, everybody. Is everybody having a good time?
All right. Just a minute. Who's Mr. Luigi Basco?
Mr. Afternoon.
I'm Officer Hodges, traffic detail. We had a complaint about a block party without a permit.
Didn't I see you dancing with her?
That's right. I had a great time. But actually, you shouldn't have been doing this without a permit.
Officer, your majesty, what's the pedal?
Well, it'll be a $2 fine for a person obstructing traffic.
All right, I'm glad to pay the fine.
Yeah, but there's 300 people here. That'll be $600.
What?
Kimball, that's the first time the atom bomb hit just one person by himself.
Well, I don't think I could find anybody. This block party's a great idea. There should be more.
Yeah, I tell you.
More parts.
Mr. Officer, you're wonderful, man.
Hey, wait. Don't leave. Everybody, I feel it so good. Since the week you kissed my roast, I got a suggestion to make. This party was very good, but I know one thing. Everybody's a star.
You are not kidding. If I tighten my belt anymore, it's going to go right through me.
All right, friends, and all I want to say is, come on to my restaurant.
Come on, my man, it's a miracle. Come on.
Come on to my house.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that it's a good idea to carry a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with you wherever you go. Chew a stick from time to time to freshen up your taste and sweeten your breath. Enjoy a stick while out walking or driving your car. And when you meet someone you know, offer a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint. It's always appreciated. Yes, millions of people carry Wrigley's Spearmint with them during the day because it offers refreshment and enjoyment whenever they want. It costs so little, too. Get a few packages of good-tasting Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum next time you're at the store. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life of Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mac Benoff. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Denman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conley as Schultz, Jody Gilbert Rosa, Mary Schiff as McCauley, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.